Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's 2:39. This is the Lisa Dent Show. This story's gotten a lot of attention because it just seems weird to me. But what do you think of a robot, an AI-powered robot, acting as your lawyer, representing you as a defendant in court? There is news that this is going to happen sometime in the next month, just in traffic court. I mean, they're not defending a murderer. And when I say they, I'm talking about a robot. Well, the person that created this is Joshua Browder. Joshua is the CEO of Do Not Pay. Joshua, how'd you come up with this idea?
About 7 years ago, I moved from England to here, the United States, and I got a bunch of parking tickets. And I was so bad at driving that I had to write the same letter over and over again to get out of my ticket. And I thought, this can easily be automated with technology. So I started with templates, and we've been hugely successful with tickets and refunds. We've won over 2 million cases just by sending letters. But now we're taking it to the next level with AI actually going back and forth with companies, governments, and courts. And we're trying that next month in a real courtroom.
And no one will know that it's taking place because the robot isn't actually allowed in the courtroom, correct?
That's right. So it's going to be whispering in someone's ear, and they will be saying exactly what the robot tells them to say. And we've got these special glasses that you can't even tell that they're almost like headphones, because the side of the glasses gets the audio to your ear through the bone. It's very cool technology.
So, Joshua, this all came about because, and I wondered why the name of your company was Do Not Pay. You're just a little PO'd about parking tickets, so you decided to come up with a way where you could be well represented and not have to keep writing letters to the court of law to get out of them. I find this so interesting. Do you, in your mind, see this AI robot, this robot representing other people in courts of law that are not just traffic court?
Our goal is to automate all of consumer rights. America is such a broken country. Southwest Airlines, people need refunds from them, all of these consumer rights issues. But eventually, we want to replace as many lawyers as we can. It shouldn't be pay to play. Lawyers are so expensive. It should just be free or very cheap to get access to your legal rights. So eventually, we want to do more complicated disputes. Maybe you could imagine a $50,000 medical bill being fought with a robot.
Now, you know, it's like poking fun at your sister, and you can poke fun at your sister, but when somebody else does, you have to defend her. So when you come from another country and you say America's broken, well, we could say it's broken, but is it any more broken than Great Britain?
Well, no, it's not. So I started my company in England and the U.S. I think Do Not Pay is a global idea. Everyone hates lawyers. Everyone hates these companies ripping people off, and AI is very good at fighting back.
Somebody said, how will we know if the information the AI says in a whisper in someone's ear will be translated correctly and not changed? Because I can talk to Siri and, I mean, talk to text, get screwed up all the time.
So I put out an offer in Twitter in December saying, anyone wants to be the first AI case represented by Do Not Pay in the courtroom? And the tweet got hundreds of thousands of views, and actually millions of views, and we got hundreds of offers. We picked two cases, and we said, we'll pay your ticket, and we'll also pay you if you say exactly what the AI is saying, and it's all being recorded. So we'll see what happens.
And are you a Gen Z guy? I mean, are you an entrepreneur at a young age?
I think so. I was born in 1996, so it's the borderline of millennial and Gen Z. But I'm certainly trying to take on these older lawyers.
And so how many people do you have working for you at Do Not Pay?
We only have 20 people. So it's just a team of really 20 engineers building legal technology to save people money.
Joshua Browder is the CEO of Do Not Pay. Next month will be the first time that a robot lawyer will be used to represent a defendant in court. The court will be unaware because it will be, you know, transmitted through pretty much like earbuds, right? Or you said glasses?
Yeah, so we were originally going to use AirPods, but we switched to glasses because they're less obvious.
Now, Joshua, here in Chicago, sometimes lawyers are known to give the judge a little extra on the side to get their way. Is there a way the robot can help with that, too?
You know, we don't want to go to jail. We have so much ahead of us that we want to stay out of jail for now.
And about the rest of your company, so if I have a complaint with an airline or a complaint with a major corporation, I hire you and you make that formal complaint on my behalf so I don't have to spend 2 hours online waiting, you know, or on the phone or...
Exactly. We have bots that do all the clicking, send really angry legal letters, very aggressive. And if they don't pay attention, and they almost always do, we can even file small claims court actions automatically. So really, it's just about justice because these big companies know that no one is going to take them to court over $100. And so they know that they can rip people off and get away with it and do not pay fights back against that.
Oh, I've got a few of those companies on my list. I'm telling you what. And it is always over $100 and $150, but it's principal, but they'll damage your credit. So, all right. Thank you for checking in. I appreciate it. I'm intrigued by your technology and what you do, and we're going to keep an eye on this. I would imagine you will reveal what court this took place in after you've used the robot in court.
Yes, and we'll release the recording, so I'll keep you updated.
All right, we'll talk to you again, Joshua. Thanks for calling the show.
Thank you.
Joshua Browder, CEO of Do Not Pay. Coming up next, Dr. Michael Bauer joins us about the symptoms of what they're calling the Kraken variant. Are they different from other COVID strains? What is the Kraken variant all about? We'll listen to what the doctor has to say next, but first a check on weather and traffic with Mary.